Coming up on The Potter's Touch.
Slap somebody and say, just do it. The enemy is trying to stop you from doing it because every time you have a being moment, he tries to detour you because as soon as you figure out who you are, you're going to do exploits. Slap somebody and say, I got something to do. That's why all hell is breaking loose in my life. I got something to do. That's why I keep going through storms and setbacks. I got something to do. That's why I keep getting sick in my body. I got something to do. That's why the devil keeps bringing up my past, because I got something to do. That's why he's trying to break my heart, because I got something.
This is the Potter's Touch.
Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ, our King. I'm so delighted and so pleased to have an opportunity to share the word of the Lord with you. The flower fades, the grass withers, but the word of the Lord will stand forever. The message today is called Just Do It. It is hard to bring things from thought life to action. How often do we assume that we have tomorrow to get things said or done? You don't always have that. You have right now, you have this moment. The people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. This is your season to do it. Take a look at this. I want to explore Daniel 11:32 with you this morning. I want to consider Daniel 11:32. It's the B clause of the text, but I'll read the whole thing. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. I had him highlight three words: knowing, being, doing. Knowing, being, and doing. There's something in that order that's powerful. Knowing, the people that know their God, have a relationship with their God. They know their God. They are settled in their relationship with their God. You'd be surprised at the people who come to church every Sunday and are not settled in their relationship with God. They love the idea of God, but not necessarily the reality of God. They have unresolved issues with God. You'd be surprised at the people who clap and sing and shout and are not convinced that God even likes you. Because many of us have been taught the kind of faith that is a meritorious understanding of faith, that you have to earn his love. And in the back of your mind, you're not sure that you've paid the bill to be good enough to have his love. And because you're not settled in your relationship with God, you can't work the promises of God because you're really not sure he is talking to you. Because every time the promises of God come up, there's a little voice on the other shoulder saying, you know what you did. God doesn't love you. God doesn't care about you. If God cared about you, why would you be in the mess you're in?
Yes, sir.
There's all of those voices that come to you that say either you're not good enough for God or God hadn't been good enough to you for you to be sure that he loves you. If God loved me, why am I living in this house I'm in? Do you know your God? Or do you just know church?
Because most people know church better than they know God. And if this scripture is understood correctly, the prerequisite for greatness is the people that know their God. It didn't just say a generic people. The people that know their God. Know, not believe. For the demons believe and tremble. He said, I will not bless you over what you believe. I will bless you over what you know. The people that know their God, not hope their God, but know their God. I know him. I know him. I know him. Somebody say, I know him. Somebody was talking to me the other day and they was telling me something that someone had said, or they were telling me something that they wanted me to believe that they said. And I said, no, he didn't say that. You know, when you know somebody, you just about know what they said. I tell people, you can't really tell a mother much about her child. She might be in denial, but you can't raise a child and not know them. You might have painted yourself into some kind of delirious, fictitious ideology of who you'd like for them to be. But the truth of the matter is, if I come to you and tell you your child is a liar, they lied at home before they lied here. Why are you up in my face all shocked when you know? There are something, when you know somebody, you know whether they did it or not. You know whether they said it or not. You don't have to see them. You don't have to hear them. Because when you know them, the Bible said unto Moses, he showed his ways, and unto Israel, he showed his acts. I'd rather know your ways than to know your acts. Because if I know your ways, I already know what you're capable of doing. I know you. I know. I said, oh, no, he didn't say. I know he didn't say that. That's not even his language. That's not even what matters to him. That's not him. I know him. He wouldn't say that. The people that know, somebody shout, know. The people that know their God shall be strong. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. You cannot have the peace of God until you have peace with God. You're asking God to give you peace, and you want the peace of God, but you don't have peace with God. You want to understand the gift, but not the giver. Give me your peace. Why would I give you my peace when you and I don't have peace? Don't you understand that I didn't just go to the cross to be cool, to be edgy, to be hip? I went to the cross so that it would leave an indelible impression of what love looks like. Who else went to the cross for you? I said, who else went to the cross for you? Nobody did. The people that know their God shall be. Knowing brings you into being. The people that know shall be. The being comes out of the knowing. I can be it because I know. Glory to God. Let's go to Luke 4, 2 through 4, because this is what happens out of Jesus' moment of being. This is where Satan tries to put a detour to his destiny. The Bible says he was led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. Why does Satan tempt him right now? Because of the strong being moment. Satan knows that out of this strong being moment will come a doing moment. Have you ever noticed that when your faith is the strongest, you come up under the greatest attack? Because every time the devil senses that you're about to walk into who you be, he knows next you're going to do something. And he's trying to stop you from doing it. Slap somebody and say, just do it. The enemy is trying to stop you from doing it because every time you have a being moment, he tries to detour you because as soon as you figure out who you are, you're going to do exploits. Slap somebody and say, I got something to do. That's why all hell is breaking loose in my life. I got something to do. That's why I keep going through storms and setbacks. I got something to do. That's why I keep getting sick in my body. I got something to do. That's why the devil keeps bringing up my past. Come, I got something to do. That's why he's trying to break my heart. Come, I got something. Oh, do you hear what I'm teaching this morning? Shake your neighbor's hand and say, I got something to do. I got something to do. I got something to do. I got something to do, Pops. I got something to do. I got something to do. I got something to do. I got something to do, son. I got something to do. I got something to do, man. I got something to do. If you got something to do, give God some kind of praise.
Still to come on The Potter's Touch.
You got to be it before you can get it. Woman, thou art. I know it looks like you're tied up. I know you've been bowled over for 18 years. I know your conditions don't validate you, but let me tell you about who you are. You are loose. Not gonna be loose, not shall be loose. You're loosed on the inside before you're loosed on the outside.
Past failures, current situations, where are you getting your identity? It should be found in Christ and Christ alone. Learn that your problem doesn't have to define you through Bishop's series, I Am.
When life called the roll for school, you were not present. You were either in yesterday or groping after tomorrow.
For your gift of any size, you will receive Bishop's revealing message, The Beauty of In Between, on CD from the series I Am, made in His image.
It's not by works. An heir just receives on the basis of relationship.
And when your gift is $65 or more, you'll receive Bishop's two-message series, I Am, made in His image, on DVD.
It is so efficacious that that blood is effective against diseases that were not even discovered at the time that the blood was shed.
However, for your gift of $110 or more, we'll also include our I Am poster. Embrace your identity with Christ when you say, I am His today.
In Luke 4:2, he says, the Bible said, being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterwards hungered. Go on. And the devil said unto him, if thou... Oh, you got it before I could even... If thou be... See, the devil knew that the doing was based on the being. So now he questions his being. If thou be. The Son of God. What do you mean? If did you not hear my daddy speak from heaven and said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. How dare you question my being by my doing? There are three tests. And in this one, he is trying, Satan is trying to take his being and make it performance-based. If thou be, then do. Which suggests I am what I do. He is trying to move my I am from being to doing. Yes. Yes. If thou be, then do. If God loved you, then do. If you were really a Christian, then do. Anytime it goes performance, it left the promise. Performance-based ideologies says, I am what I do. And what Satan is trying to do is move Jesus from a being to a doing. Again, he takes him up into a high place. Let's look at the second test. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Showed him everything. And the devil said unto him, all of this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomever I will give it. Possession base. From performance base, that didn't work. Now, possession base, he's trying to teach him, I am what I have. Yes. I'm going to give it to you, man. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you all of this stuff so you can prove you're the Son of God. He was the Son of God in the water, dude. Before the conversation ever broke out, he was the Son of God right then. It was about being, not doing. It was about being, not possessing. He's moved from trying to tempt him with a performance-based understanding of who he is to a possession-based understanding who I am. I must be great. I make money. I must be great. I drive a Ford. I must be great. I have a big house. I must be great. I'm pretty. I must be great. I have this. I must be great. I have that. Validation that comes from stuff is never God. Now I'm really rubbing the grain. Y'all with me? Are you still with me? So he's trying to get him to identify with possessions. And this generation is drunk with this. You can't wear a watch until who made it? You step on the runway, what are you wearing? You got everybody's name on you but your own. Oh, that's a Gucci right there. That's a Saint Laurent right there. Oh, I know what that is. That's a Christian. You know everybody's name but yours. So if you wear Christian Louboutin, and if you wear Gucci, and if you wear Nike, then you must be somebody. No! You cannot have a possession-based understanding of who you are, because if you do, you'll sell your soul for a bowl of soup. Give me that watch, it'll make me important. Give me that job, it'll make me important. Give me that car, it'll make me important. If you weren't important before you got it, you won't be important after you get it. I am what I have. Let's go a little deeper. Let's go a little deeper. Luke 4:9. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, because it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. What is he trying to get Jesus to do? He's trying to get Jesus to show off in front of Jerusalem, in front of the temple where they had rejected the very notion of him being a Messiah, because he thinks that if he does that, he's offering him popularity. If enough people like me, then I am. How many people following you on Twitter? I got to get my following up. I got to get my friends up. Because if I have popularity, oh, y'all got quiet again. If I let me show you how many people follow me. Do you know Bishop started following? God, Bishop followed me. So I am because of who follows me, who likes me. Popularity based identity. Ooh. Performance based identity. If you do this, you'll be the Son of God. If they like you, you'll be the Son of God. If I give you enough possessions, you'll be. Now, let me show you something. I'm teaching just do it. Okay? And yet I'm criticizing doing it to define who you are. Well, I'm confused. Should I do it or not do it? You just said just do it. And then you turned around and said, not to define myself by what I do. Can I critique my own text? Which way is it, Reverend? Do I do it or not do it? The problem is not about doing it. It is why you do it. What I am criticizing is putting the doing before the being. So that you think that if I do this, I will be somebody. If I buy this, I will be somebody. If they like me, I will be. You got it backwards. The people that know their God shall be and then do. And because your doing doesn't come from the deeper place of being, it hasn't worked for you. Because you are who you are, you can do what you can do. But if you're trying to find out who you are by doing things, you will never find out who you are by doing. You have to start with being. So are you getting, I want you to see this. I don't want to lose you in this, because the difference between the two determines the direction of your destiny. If you're always seeking a certain status to validate who you are, you're never going to have peace. You have to know who you are, and then you can climb to the status. You can't climb up to find yourself. You have to find yourself so you can climb up. Oh, God. You can't climb up to find yourself. You have to find yourself so you can climb up. So you can be who you are before anybody knows who you are. So that means you could be rich while you're broke. You could be healed while you're sick. You could be loose while you're bound. It does not yet appear what you shall be. It hadn't showed up what you shall be. But you got to be it before you can get it. Woman, thou art. I know it looks like you're tied up. I know you've been bowled over for 18 years. I know your conditions don't validate you, but let me tell you about who you are. You are loose. Not gonna be loose, not shall be loose. You're loosed on the inside before you're loosed on the outside. I'm delivered right now. I'm whole right now. I am it, so I can do it. I can do.
Gotta stop there. It's been a real joy to share the word of the Lord with you. But these are our opportunities lying dormant inside of all of us. And it's waiting on you to you're not waiting on God, please. You're not waiting on God. God is waiting on you. That's why I preach this message. Just do it. Before we close, I want to extend an invitation to those of you who have not already responded, and thousands have already responded, but I want you to be one of them. For some reason, I just keep pulling. I want you to be one of them. Join us at MegaFest. I don't know. I just feel like there's something there for you. I'm not just talking about fun and festivities and entertainment. All that's great. But in the kingdom, in the spirit, in your faith, in your destiny walk, you need to be at MegaFest. I think it bears witness in your spirit. Just be about it. Do it. Just do it. Waiting to hear from you. Call me.
Obviously, I can't stop smiling. Everybody was, you know, worshiping. And it was a great experience to worship with kids that are around the same age.
Oh, it was very spiritual, the worshiping part.
It was a great experience, and I've never been nothing like this before.
Just crazy energy. God was there. Yes. The music was there. It was dope. Like, far above anything I expected, for real.
Oh, man, on fire. If you didn't leave change, I don't know what's wrong with you.
The music, the anointing, like, it was a blessing. It really was fun.
It was beautiful just to see the youth and young adult on fire for God and not ashamed of the gospel.
I was having fun. I was singing. I was dancing, and it was awesome.
I experienced from old to young. Everybody was on one accord and worshiping one God. This was my first MegaFest. Probably won't be my last.
Everything from the little things to the big things. Everybody's just welcoming. It's just wonderful. I love it.
Mega Youth Experience!
You spent all last year waiting on God to do something that He's already done. This year, you've got to recognize your destiny, your future, your prophecy is already in you. Work that thing out.